T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Pete Futek, College Football News. I encourage you strongly to go to collegefootballnews.com and read Pete's latest stuff, because I think his 20 for 20 is a phenomenal read. It just is. Pete, I understand that we welcome Pete Futek back into the show on the waitforit.com hotline. I understand it's football weather up north.
I don't want to tell you. So basically, as much as, you know, it kind of stinks for a lot of people across this country right now, the whole shelter in place thing, in the always could be worse category, are you guys going to get 3 inches of snow today? Doesn't sound like it. I've got it outside my window right now where it's snowing. It's going to keep snowing. It snowed yesterday. It's going to snow tomorrow. It just stinks. You can't go outside and do anything.
Wow. I mean, Pete, where are you right now? I mean, what state?
Chicago.
Wow, 3 inches of snow, wow.
State of craziness is what I am, so it's state of insanity. Because at the very least, yes, we're all sheltering in place, but just not even being able to really kind of hang out outside at all is sort of a rough one. But, yes, football weather, I'm ready for your 72 and sunny at some point.
Pete Futek joining us. Hey, Pete, broadly here, we're hearing college football fans are hearing so many different opinions. You know, NFL wants to start in the fall. You know, some college administrators are saying we're not going to play football until we get the students on campus. Others are saying we're not going to even consider it until there's a vaccine. What's your gut tell you about the a college football season this fall or next spring? What are you thinking?
I don't get it. Like, look, you know, talking strictly sports here, the part of the problem is, well, first of all, not to get political anyway, but the lack of testing that we have is just kind of killing any idea that there's going to be sports. And this whole thought and notion of, well, we'll just push it back, we'll do this, and just adding a timetable to anything right now when we don't know anything. Like, you can't just say, you know, well, we're going to have, maybe we'll, you know, put college football season back a few months, or we'll start it earlier or start late. We don't know. If you can't test the players, you can't do this. So unless there's a way to do this easily and quickly and a lot, because you're going to have to test players every other day, because you can't have one player on the field who's going to have the virus and then go with it. So that's step one. The biggest step in college football is they got to get rid of this idea of fans in the stands, because it's not happening this year. And so the problem for college football is they rely so much more on ticket revenue than the NFL or other sports do, that the idea of not having fans is just a killer to the bottom line. But my problem with college football right now and the athletic directors is they're not thinking about, how do we just get a sport on the field? And the whole concept of, well, we got to have students back. Students probably aren't going to be back. You know, this is probably going to be remote for a while. So if the student body is taking classes remotely, you can have college football players playing football in some way if you do this safely and take classes remotely. Look, Joe Burrow didn't set foot in a classroom last year. He did everything remotely. You can have that. So if you just were able to think, okay, let's strip this all down. How can we just get football players to safely play college football? I think there's a way you can do this, but that's not how they're looking at this. And the other problem, the college football side, look, if you don't have, you know, if Aaron Rodgers and Pat Mahomes and Lamar Jackson aren't out there doing their thing and there's not football games, you don't have an NFL. If you don't have, you know, LeBron and Giannis playing, you know, and doing, you know, NBA games, there's no NBA. You can have a University of Alabama without a football program playing football right now. So So the idea that they have to get these guys out there just to play, they're not going to do that and risk anybody, but they're trying to make things like normal again, and it's just not going to be normal again. And no one else has been able to figure it out yet, and now you got 130 athletic directors trying to figure out how to come up with a college football season, and they don't seem to have any clue how to do it.
We're talking to Pete Futek, College Football Insider, on the WaveForward.com hotline on Sports Radio 99 again. So speaking of Joe Burrow, is it safe to say you don't like Joe Burrow as much as everybody else does? I'm talking about his football prowess.
Yeah, exactly. I love him. I mean, he's a great dude.
Yeah, I just, you know, in this day and age, you just got to be specific.
Yeah, the arm, and that's it. You know, I do college football, and I have worked in the draft world and pro football and all that kind of stuff. And I kind of have always broken it down from the college side of things of, does the guy just have freakish tools? And in the big league, if you can't do the basics, I'm not a fan. Like, yes, there's always the guys, the outliers out there who are superstars who don't have the big arm, who don't run fast, who don't do the normal NFL thing. But then you're kind of guessing and you're projecting a little bit. I'll take my chances with finding the guys who have something that they can do better than just about anybody else on the planet and on the NFL field. You know, you're talking, again, going back to Mahomes, you know, between his arm strength, Lamar Jackson just has otherworldly kind of abilities that he's able to do, things that he's able to do that other quarterbacks couldn't in terms of his mobility and just feel for the game. Joe Burrow doesn't have that kind of skill set. He's a very good – he had a phenomenal year, obviously. I think he's going to be a good starter. But if you're the number one overall pick in the draft and you have probably the worst arm of anybody who's been the number one overall pick quarterback maybe ever, that's a problem, especially in a year where you've got a Tua Tagovailoa who, it's a big if he stays healthy – you know, there's your next Drew Brees potentially. Jordan Love, he's got so much talent. Forget about his bad year last year. He was phenomenal 2 years ago when he got to just kind of take over what was the Matt Wells offense. That guy has all the tools in the bag. And then Justin Herbert, who's the ultimate tools guy when it comes to quarterback size, speed, athleticism, the arm strength. Just all that, and now we're going with Joe Burrow. It's like, okay, he can do a lot of things, but he can't really drive the ball outside of the hash marks all that well. He's not a real big-time deep ball bomber. He just kind of – but he can put it up. I think he can be very good, but I want the first overall pick, especially in a draft where you have Chase Young, Jeff Okuda, Isaiah Simmons, three guys who have Hall of Fame tools. Those are prototype guys. And you're going to take a quarterback number one overall who just doesn't quite have the arm strength.
About two or three more minutes here with Pete Futek. To the Falcons, at the three spots that they're looking at, drop-off, is it big from Derek Brown to – I'm going to give you three. Derek Brown to Javon Kinlaw, Jeff Okuda to C.J. Henderson, Chase Young to Caleb on Chaseon, because those are the second-tier guys or the second guys that the Falcons are looking at. Drop-off in any of those more pronounced than the other?
Corner, yes. Okuda's just the prototype of prototypes. He is everything you want in the corner. But you know what? You know, Henderson's fine. He's really good. I like Kinlaw more than Brown. I mean, Derek Brown is safe as they come. He's the face of the franchise guy. He's the leader, personality, everything you would want in an NFL player. And he's also very good. Kinlaw, again, just has the freakish upside. He's got the tools. He's got better tools than Derek Brown. He's just a better all-around athlete. He's got the motor. He's got the drive. It didn't quite register stat-wise at South Carolina, but I like Kinlaw better. I think if you can harness everything that guy can do, he's the game wrecker of the bunch. So I guess in answer to your question, I think there is the biggest drop-off from Okuda to Henderson.
Pete, it's always a pleasure. I wish we had more time. We're just short on it on this Friday. Do stay warm in that snow up there. Well, I guess there'd be, you know, of course, no Cubs game because of what's going on, but no Cubs game no matter what. Wrigley Field under 3 inches of snow.
I don't get the Marquee Network anyway, so I wouldn't be able to see a Cubs game anyway right now. So it's all right, but we're fine. It's, you know, in our world's just not that, you know, everyone else has it worse. Boo-hoo, it's snowing a little bit. We'll be fine.
Pete, it's always a pleasure. We'll catch up to you soon. I promise we'll look forward to that. Thanks.
Yeah, and stay safe.
Anytime, guys. No problem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.